Oh boy, we're going live. Oh, you're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Egler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Wednesday, Thursday evening, about approaching 7:30 on the East Coast. Hope you're all doing well wherever you are, sheltering in place, quarantined, however you're living your life. Hope I can provide a little bit of a respite for it, where we can talk about some Packers and talk about Aaron Rodgers tweeting about Afterlife and Ricky Gervais, which, by the way, very much agree with his sentiment in regards to the show Afterlife. I think it's brilliant, and season two is wonderful. Nothing's ever going to top The Office. He knows that. Ricky knows that. It's fine. But Afterlife is excellent on Netflix. Check it out if you haven't yet. Hello to everybody in the comments. Yo, Nags, how are we? Joey the Jaguar, what is up, buddy? How you doing? I miss my trivia regulars. We'll be bringing back trivia tomorrow afternoon, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you are a regular for trivia and or have not checked it out yet, but we're hoping to do so, are interested, we'll be live, myself and Perry Goldstein, tomorrow afternoon, right here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, doing Cheesehead TV live Packers trivia. I think we'll do a Packers draft class edition tomorrow. So bone up on your Packers draft class, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Oh, love The Last Kingdom, Derek. That show is the fucking bomb. God, that show's so good. It's so good. If you haven't checked it out yet, it is basically about the formation of England as a country. It is akin, it is similar to Game of Thrones, only it's a real story and it is phenomenal. I mean, obviously license has been taken, et cetera. It's based on a series of books that are phenomenal. Last Kingdom, it's on Netflix. It was originally on BBC. I used to download it, used to buy it and download it on iTunes. But now it's on Netflix and it's amazing. And the new season just dropped this past week and it's fucking incredible. Carry the G Gilbert, what's up, man? Nice for the super chat. IG, the media want the Packers to be like the Broncos. I mean, who knows? The media, quote unquote, has many different factions and or motivations. I think, for the most part, the people that comment and or cover the Packers locally, the people that are there at 1265 Lombardi during the season, they're at practice, whatever, they're all good people and they all are doing their best and are coming correct, et cetera. The national pundits, they see it as an opportunity. This idea of the Packers drafting a young quarterback, and pushing Aaron Rodgers out, whatever. Yo, Aaron Rodgers is not surprised by this. Aaron Rodgers knew this was a possibility. There is zero doubt. And now that it's here, he's having a little fun tweeting about Ricky Gervais. God bless him. Hey, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, Aaron, buddy, call me. All I'm saying. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Hashtag Rodgers call Nags 2020. I mean, I appreciate the support. I recognize it's never going to happen. Been asking him on the show for a decade plus. Hasn't come on yet, but doesn't hurt to try. A lot of ball game left. Rodgers calling eggs. There's quote the media, and then there are journalists. That is true, Kevin. That is true. I would say that most of the time the line is so blurred in 2020 that it is, antiquated to talk about journalism when it comes to sports media, or sports in general. There are certainly journalists covering all sorts of things, but in the realm of sports and entertainment, that line has been blurred a lot. Next, tomorrow's trivia, all BJ Raj. No. Unless I have Maggie on with her background, that'd be awesome. Tim, thanks for the super chat. Nags, where did it all go wrong for Mike McCarthy? Man, how much time do we have? I think he stuck with Dom Capers for too long. And look, in the moment, year after year, I understood why he did. I understood his reasoning behind it, especially when he would talk about, people overreacting to things and not taking a long view. But ultimately, I think that hurt him and the team. There's no doubt they came so close to getting back to the Super Bowl in 2014, if not for Brandon Bostic's cup. So you can't entirely blame Dom Capers. But I do think when you look at the number of times they were in the playoffs and Aaron Rodgers and the offense had to overcome what was basically what averaging 30-plus points a game given up, I mean, that tells you all you need to know. Dom always struggled against the elite quarterbacks. And dare I say, Mike Pettine seems to be going down the same path. So, yeah, that's where I think it mostly fell apart for him. What do you know about Reggie Belton? Not a lot, Brian. I've seen the highlights like everybody else has online. I know he's been seriously uber productive in the Canadian Football League. That doesn't mean a whole lot, but he's got talent. There's no doubt about it. I do think that Packers fans, especially after the draft, after they didn't draft a wide receiver, glommed onto him. Some Packer fans have. I would be very surprised. I'm talking very surprised if he makes the team at all. I think he'll be a great story. I think he'll be a lot of fun during camp, something to follow, something to talk about. Now, if he balls out, yeah, sure, he'll make it a conversation and maybe even make the squad. I'm not sitting here saying he can't do it or he won't do it. But I am saying it's a very big, big long shot. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. You may want to warn Love about that Rogers stand that filled the chat with talk about your family. Hope all is well. And that we can re-sign David Bakhtiari without 12. Nathan, why do you got to bring that up, man? It's been a while. Let's just let it chill, okay? It's all good. And thank you. Matt, thanks for the super chat. I'm a huge LaFleur fan. Does LaFleur get put on a short leash if the Packers come up shorter than the NFC Championship? No. No, not at all. I mean, obviously, it's a year-to-year proposition in the NFL for everybody. But Matt LaFleur is not going to be judged, you know, harshly if, say, even if the team misses the playoffs, which I don't think is going to happen, but even if they do, there is nothing in the history of Mark Murphy's tenure that would suggest that he's going to overreact and say, oh, clearly last year was an aberration and I've made a mistake and he's on a short leash or I'm going to fire the kid, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, kid, he would kill me if he heard me say that. I don't think he's on a short leash if they come up short of the NFC Championship game this year. I think Mark Murphy has done a very good job of taking the long view. Now, maybe he's defaulted to the long view a little bit too much, especially in those last couple of years when Ted was at the helm. But I think for the most part, Mark has shown that he will let things play out. Sorry, guys, getting the texts. David, thanks for the super chat. Oh, my God, so many alerts. Oh, the Packers are showing Legacy at 8 p.m., something that's been available for free on their app for a month. Great. David, thanks for the super chat. Concerned about the middle of the defense, especially defensive line, any interest in Snacks? David, there has been no reported interest from the Green Bay Packers in Snacks Harrison. I remain Snacks Harrison's biggest cheerleader when it comes to his possible arrival in Green Bay. I think it would solve a lot of problems for them. Now, for whatever reason, the Packers have made no overtures, no even inkling of a possible signing there. But who knows? You never really know what they're doing at 1265 Lombardi. They like things buttoned up. That's how they operate. They don't really deal in media leaks, etc. So hopefully, down the line. Now, look, if they don't sign him, does that mean they're dead on arrival once the season starts? No, of course not. You know, they still have lots of talent up front. They have Kenny Clark. I think Kingsley Keke is a player. And if he needs to get on the field over Tyler Lancaster more often than not, Dean Lowry has his uses, though I still can't believe they paid him. But yes, I do think they will be a bit better defending the run, if only because I think Mike Pettine's going to have to adjust some things as to how he calls games and or approaches run defense. But yeah, man, Snacks Harrison would solve a lot of problems. There's no doubt. Stan, thanks for the super chat. Should we get Curtis Samuel? I mean, should I wouldn't, but maybe they will. I'd be very surprised though. You know, I don't think Curtis Samuel is the missing piece though. That's just me. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Can we re-sign David Bakhtiari without 12 on the team? What? Bakhtiari is up this year. This is the last year of his deal. And Rodgers is going to be around for at least 2 years, if not three. So if they re-sign David Bakhtiari, Aaron Rodgers will be on the team. I don't really understand that question. Matt, thanks for the super chat. This is for my bad typos from previous super chat. Dude, don't worry. But typos are fine. Bankies, yes, I'm a Packers fan, asshole, is the highlight of my day. Well, you should really thank Tyler, our social person, for putting that out there. Because Lord knows, in years past, that would have been lost in the midst of time on a Packers transplant episode that no one went back to watch. Tyler, sometimes for good, sometimes for evil, goes back and mines these things and brings them back. Can I shout out Abraham? Animated? I don't know, man. That was spam in the chat there for a little bit. I will shout out Abraham on the condition that I'm not shouting out something controversial or stupid. But with that caveat, what's up, Abraham? How you doing? Antonio Brown? No. Any defensive coordinator candidates you like to see in Green Bay if Pettine gets fired? Rex Ryan? No, I'm kidding. Man, no. Nothing right now. Like, can we get through the offseason? Can we get out of quarantine before I start thinking about possible other defensive coordinator prospects? And that's not a dig on you. I'm just saying, like, man, my mind has not even thought about it. Now, I mean, like, Mike Pettine's the coordinator. This is the personnel he's got. Let's get to the Super Bowl. That's where I'm at. But hey, if we get to week three or four and it's the same old bullshit, ask me the question again. Tim, thanks for the super chat. Odds they re-sign Bakhtiari, Kenny, King, and Jones? Ooh, all four? Very minimal. I think there's a decent chance they sign two of them, Bakhtiari and Kenny. I think there's a fair to middling chance they sign three of them, being Bakhtiari, Kenny, and Aaron Jones. I think there's a snowball's chance in hell they re-sign all four of them. I think King has got to take a pretty major hometown discount to stick around. That's, again, just guesswork on my part. John. Dez Bryant? No. Let me see what else we got here. I'll take a couple more. Chances you feel the Packers will kick the tires and sign Snacks? I don't think they're very good. I mean, nothing in the Packers' history in general, Brian Gutekunst in particular, tells me that that's the kind of move he would make at this point after the draft with his roster, quote-unquote, set. But given the fact that the tape is what it is and shows what it shows in regards to them getting their ass kicked up front and being controlled at the line of scrimmage, Snacks would solve a lot of that. He would really control things on early downs. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I'm all for it. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. The NFL used to be a 6 degree of separation from Bill Walsh and his West Coast offense. Has the Mike Shanahan tree overtaken that now in today's NFL? Bryson, I think that's a really good point. Kind of, yes, in the sense that a lot of people are running the zone scheme, jet motion, boot action, etc. But don't forget, all of that coming from Mike Shanahan himself is rooted in the West Coast offense. I mean, that is all kind of an evolving version of what Shanahan was learning from Walsh and from Brown, et cetera, and that whole tree. A lot of the concepts are very similar, but I do agree that, yes, that system, Shanahan, McVay, now LaFleur, that is certainly starting to take root in the NFL. There's no doubt about it. Please answer my question. Why don't you like Aaron Rodgers, or why doesn't it seem that way on Twitter? Brian, mostly because people infer things rather than reading them at face value. I did a video last year talking about how much I love Aaron Rodgers. I love Aaron. He's fantastic. But unlike the majority of the people on the beat or in the national media, when Aaron Rodgers screws up or doesn't play well, I tweet it. Now, he may not like it. Some members of the media may not like it. I know there are certain members of his family who don't like it. But hey, I don't give a shit. The Packers were here before Aaron Rodgers. They're going to be here after he retires. And I'm still going to be a Packers fan. I was growing up. I will be when I'm old. Still love Aaron. Great player. Transcendent talent. Future Hall of Famer. First ballot. No question. But he has bad days. He has bad throws. He has bad reads. He has bad games. And when he does, I tweet it. That's all. It's pretty clear. I mean, it ain't rocket science. You know, when people call me a hater or say, it seems like you hate Aaron Rodgers, I don't hate Aaron at all. I love Aaron. I love his approach. I love his professionalism. I love his talent. I love how he represents the Green Bay Packers. I fucking love that. But hey, man, when you have a bad game or a bad throw or a bad play or a bad read or whatever, or comes incorrect with some passive-aggressive bullshit like he did after the Buffalo game a couple years ago or after the Seattle meltdown, etc., I'm going to call it out. It's like a big brother or a little brother in this case because I'm pretty sure I'm older than he is. You know, you mess up, I'm going to say it. People do the same to me, and that's cool. I get it. But, you know, that doesn't mean I don't like him or don't love him or don't think he's great or don't think or he shouldn't be the quarterback of the Packers. Of course not. Love the kid. But when he screws up, I'm going to say it. And that's where I kind of separate myself from a lot of other people. Do I see Gary playing inside at all next to Clark? Yeah, John, I think they'll mix and match both Gary and Za'Darius. You heard Brian talk about wanting to really utilize him a lot more across the formation, especially inside. You saw Za'Darius do a lot of that down the stretch last year, last month or so of the season. I do think you'll see a mixing and matching of both Za'Darius and Rashawn throughout a lot of the pass rush stuff, a lot of the obvious passing situations. You'll get the Smiths and Gary on the field together. And I think it'll be kind of determined between scouting, you know, matchups, who they think might be able to take advantage of someone in a certain way because of what they've seen on film, etc. But make no mistake, they got to get Gary on the field. There is no doubt about that. And that is up to the coaches. Steve, thanks so much for the super chat. Very generous of you. Who is wide receiver two? That is Alan Lazard. Look, I got a lot of pushback last night when someone asked me, when I was doing an Ask Me Anything on Twitter, oh, who's going to go for 1,000 yards? Or is anyone going to go for 1,000 yards in the Packers wide receiver group this year? And I said Adams and Lazard. And everyone, not everyone, but a lot of naysaying, cynical bullshit comes back at me. Well, oh, Lazard, he's average. He's not going to do that. They're going to blah, blah, blah. Dudes, ladies, everyone on earth, Alan Lazard is the fucking truth, man. This kid, watch his journey. Watch his college tape. Watch his preseason stuff in Jacksonville. Watch his stuff in Green Bay after he gets picked up. And then watch his belief, the belief from Aaron Rodgers in this kid. He's going to be productive. He's going to be the number two. Yes. Will they mix and match? Will they be running a lot of two tight end or even three tight end stuff or double backs, which takes him off the field? No doubt about it. But Alan Lazard is going to ball out. Watch the last month of last season. You see his trajectory. That Minnesota game on Christmas Eve night or the day before Christmas Eve, whatever it was, he picks up three first downs. Critical first downs on third down. Aaron Rodgers wasn't looking for Adams, wasn't looking for Jones, wasn't looking for Graham. He was looking for Alan Lazard. And Lazard delivered every time. He's going to ball out this year, and I can't wait to see it. David, thank you so much for the super chat. I love how people decide that because they disagree with which rookies we picked, that the season is over. Probably the same people that think Rashawn Gary is a bust because he didn't play. Okay. I hear you, David. I did love Adrian Amos taking to Twitter today to say, man, if you read Twitter, you'd think we were 4-12 last year. Because absolutely you would. I mean, people just want to just all of a sudden the vibe around the team just changes. And of course, the selection of a quarterback is playing into that. And then you have Brett Favre talking and you have all these draft quote unquote experts, which, by the way, how hilarious is it? I just tweeted this out a little bit ago. Oh, PFF giving the Packers a D grade, or oh, they screwed the draft, whatever. Oh, yeah, Josh Jackson was your number one corner a couple of years ago, and he can't even get on the field. So just relax. Nobody knows. But yeah, I agree, David. It is kind of funny how all of a sudden they've had one draft class, and oh, the season's over. They're going to be lucky to be 8-8. Now, could they regress to the mean? Of course they could. There's zero doubt about it. They're a fantastic candidate, much like the Bears were last year. But you know what the Packers have that the Bears didn't? Aaron Rodgers. You know how many more years they have him for? At least two, if not three. And guess what? Now he's got motivation to ball out. So, yes, you know, I bring it. Bring it on. You want to jump ship? You want to talk about how bad the Packers are? Oh, their draft has ruined them for this year. Whatever. Go ahead. Be a Vikings fan. I don't give a shit. Because the Packers are going to ball out. They're going to announce their presence with authority. They're going to win the division again. And they're going to be in the mix for the Super Bowl. Can't wait to see it. Bryson, thanks so much for the super chat. BJ Raji would have picked up the ball. Jerry Rice fumbled and ran it back for a touchdown in 98. No doubt. I love it, Bryce. I'm all in. Yes, he would have. None of this Gabe Wilkins nonsense. All right, I'm going to have to jump. I can't thank you guys enough for all the questions and for just for hanging out here on a Thursday afternoon in the off season in late April. Oh, wait, is it May yet? No, tomorrow's May. All right, very good. 307 lost souls sitting here on YouTube on a Thursday night. I can't thank you guys enough, each and every one of you, for chilling, for hanging out, talking Packers. This is what we do here at Cheesehead TV. If you want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv, supports everything we do. You get exclusive access to my podcast every week, which this week features John Kuhn, former Packer, which, by the way, shout out to John and iHeart for announcing their deal today. It's something I had heard was in the works. They made it official. Can't wait to hear what John brings to the table down there in Milwaukee with iHeart. Awesome stuff. So yeah, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. And hey, $5 a month, I know. Everything going on in the world, you don't want to give that money away. Totally get it. But please consider just hitting like on this video, subscribing to the page here on YouTube. It means a lot to us. Thank you so much, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with Cheesehead TV Trivia. Me and Perry throwing it down 6 p.m. Eastern right here on the YouTube channel for Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a good night, everybody. Go Pack Go.